The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And it's 5 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. It's wonderful. Yeah, we can adjust the screen a little bit so you can see the Power Hour logo behind me here. Just to let you know, it's official. We are recording this, and you can watch these videos. You can watch yesterday's show on Rumble and Brighteon. And to view our videos, you go to thepowerhour.com, and you find the video tab on the menu. And they'll also be available in each day's guest's posting on our website. So you get to see live people now streaming. Because people apparently like to watch video. But if you don't have internet access and you can't watch video, you can still listen to us in audio format. And by the way, the Power Mall, because today is actually my official one-year anniversary with the Power Hour. And no applause. You know, it took me 2 months to figure out I wanted to do this show. This is a commitment. And see, I have a commitment that I made, and I want to see this thing through. Because I'm all about the truth, just like all of you are. And that's what's important, is knowing the truth. Everybody's always trying to find it. Sometimes we think we found it, and then all of a sudden something upsets the apple cart, and we don't know. The one thing I do know that's the truth, if you spend $200 at the Power Mall, one thing I know, while supplies last, I'm going to send you this credit restoration primer. This is my revised fifth edition. This has been out in its first edition since 1993. That's how long this has been around. And people have used this book to clean up their credit. Because I was cleaning up credit and I'm going, you know what? I was getting inundated with stuff. And everybody, you know, they all mess up their credit. And it took them a long time to do it. So, you know, what I did was I have a 10-step approach for like opting out of stuff you don't want to get in the mail. In here also is how to talk to debt collectors when they call up. Yep. Oh, I used to do all sorts of crazy stuff when people would call me up and I'd go, Adam, is that you? That was my son's name. And you're messing with me, Adam. He goes, oh, no, this isn't Adam. I was, yeah, it is. Yeah. And I would BS them to no end. I have caught debt collectors on the phone disclosing unauthorized third-party information to me. And I'm like, I sure hope you know what the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is, pal, because I just got you dead to rights. And see, I explain what all the rights are under the FDCPA in this book. And I also, more importantly, talk about Section 611A of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, why is that important? Because it allows you to dispute any item of information, any item of information. I'll tell you, I took a tactical approach on one of my guys that I did credit repair for on his, he wanted to buy a house. And I got his credit reports, helped him order them, and he paid for them. Because you don't do the free credit report stuff. No, now, not when you're doing disputes. You pay for the bureaus. Rule number one. Number two, when I got the bureaus in, this guy looked like a transient. I mean, he moved all over the place. He had addresses coast to coast. And I said, look, this is going to take a little while longer than I anticipated because I've got to dispute all these addresses first because all your past addresses are tied to your past debts. So if you get rid of the past addresses first, and I just gave you a clue. See, that's why it's worth having this book because it teaches you all the tricks. If you get rid of the past addresses first and wipe out your past, what do they have to tie it to when it comes to trying to dispute your debt? They don't. And it took me about 45 days to get all those addresses off and pin them down to one address. Once I had that done, and he happily had a couple of good credit accounts, trade line items there, then I was able to go in and start disputing and stuff came off. And then he signed a limited power of attorney with me to deal with his collections. And so I would call up, scan, and fax them a copy of the power of attorney, and I would deal with the collection agencies, and we would pay them off, and they would delete the collections office credit report. So now he had a clean credit report, and 8 months later, he was living in his brand new house. So just to let you know, it just took him, how long did it take him to mess up his credit report? Years. So this is just one example, one classic example of why, when you spend $200 at the Power Mall right now, this is my anniversary present to my Power Hour listeners, you will get a $49.95 copy of this book for free while supplies last. When they run out, they run out. I'm sorry. But this is my pitch. I sent all the rest of what I have to Catherine to process these because I know you want to do this. And you literally, I have people. I even talked about completely going off grid with your credit report in this book. You want to have a copy of this book. If you want to disappear, you got all those adhesion contracts you signed. It makes it kind of hard to do that. But I will say this, you can sure make a dent in your credit report. If there's junk on there you don't want showing up, and I've gotten rid of bankruptcy, student loans, child support, I've gotten rid of all of that stuff. I've even gotten on the phone with credit bureau attorneys and cussed them and made them take the stuff off because I had them dead to rights. I had case law. Oh, by the way, there's case law in the back of the book, and it's still standing. And literally, I started quoting them chapter and verse, and the attorney goes, what do you want? I go, I want that trade line item off my credit report, and I don't want it ever back on there again, or we're going to court. I understand your client pays off like a slot machine. Boy, that's all he needed to hear. And off it came. I mean, he made a phone call as soon as we got off the phone, and that debt was gone. Yeah. See, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And see, that's why we preach the truth here on the Power Hour. That's why it's important, because sometimes people just need stories, because stories sometimes – they're better than pictures. Pictures, they say 1,000, tell 1,000 words. But, this is why we talk about what we talk about on the show. But see, you got to spend $200, and there's ways of doing it. You got 10% off Miracle Skin products, the Helon and Lamb Cream. Ron Sally will be joining us later in the week. North American Urban Spice products. You can stock up so you can battle the issues with the immune system. One of those products is Chaga Max. Got it right here. Took one this morning, took one last night. Firm believer in Chaga. As a matter of fact, I've got my Chaga tea. So it helps keeps the lungs clear, gives you energy. That's why, when I get in these rants, oh, God, maybe it's the Chaga. And not only that, you get free shipping when you purchase a colon cleanse set from the Power Mall. That's one bottle of Oxy powder. One bottle of Latero Flora, no code necessary. We're going to apply the discount at checkout. And we will hook you up with a colon cleanse set. And when you spend more than the $200, and I don't care about all the other discounts and the free shipping, we are going to throw in a copy of this book. You need this book. It's a great way to make money if you want to go out and clean up other people's credit reports. What a great sideline business you could have, even if you're retired. And not only that, it keeps your mind active. And that's the most important thing. The older you get, the less your mind wants to work. If you know the law and you study the law, it's a great way to stimulate the mind. And, of course, we give you other ways to earn money besides just that. You can earn 10% with the Power Mall affiliate program, and you don't even need a website. You can email us at support@thepowermall.com. We'll give you all the information you need. You can click on thepowermall.com/affiliateinfo.asp or click on the affiliate link and we'll hook you up. We even give you the mechanisms to track how many sales your link generated when you send it to your friends and family to shop at the Power Mall. Now, why are we doing all this? Well, because we do donations. We make money to fund the show solely based on our own efforts. Therefore, we have set up a Give, Send, Go account. It's givesendgo.com/thepowerhour. It helps us pay our monthly radio expenses. You can either donate on the buymeacoffee.com link when it comes up. And of course, when you become a residual, and that means you're paying once a month to help us stay on the air, like Joe and Chad did, we give you kudos and accolades. Hold on, I'll give you the Dave Krieger seal of approval. There we go. Joe and Chad, you guys rock. Hey, and if I didn't, get a little lively and a little creative, you guys would be totally bored silly listening to the show. So we try to keep things light and lively, and you get to see me do the impersonations that I do live, which is always a riot because I do over 80 different character voices. And so when I do these things, you get to watch it. It's, you know, like I said, it breaks up the day. That's what counts. Doesn't have to be Feel Good Friday to get crazy, does it? I mean, the world's crazy enough as it is. But we greatly appreciate your support, helping to keep the show on the air. We even have a way to listen by phone at 518-737-0180. And you can do that. Frank Davis, by the way, with we're going to talk about that hemp exclusive bundle we've got. And I can tell you, if you've got joint inflammation and stuff, this is something you need to be looking at. Frank's put together a whole bunch of stuff regarding this bundle. We're going to talk about how you can get it next hour. And we're going to talk about Lion Energy, because this is something we're trying to plug into very quickly. And we want you to try the Complete Essentials. And if you use the code COMPLETE10, you get 10% off. Heck of a deal. And if you rack over $200 in your order, guess what else you get? A way to make money. I am telling you, if you're a stay-at-home mom, rather than sit there, you know what a lot of stay-at-home moms are? I got another solution for you. They will go to garage sales, and they will buy out a garage sale at a discount. And then they'll take all the good stuff, and they'll sell it on eBay and mark it up so that they make a profit after the fees, because, I mean, literally, you're just going to the mailbox and mailing the stuff off. But they'll take all the other stuff, and they'll have another garage sale sitting right there. They don't have to leave the house. And they'll sell all the stuff they couldn't sell on eBay at the garage sale and pretty much recoup all the money they paid to get the stuff in the first place and make a profit. Now, how's that for ingenuity? Yeah, you're going to get a you're going to pay taxes. Yeah, if you make that much money doing it. But see, this is one of the reasons why we talk about the credit repair thing, because you don't have to go to all the trouble and get crazy with this. And you start with your friends and you just carry on a conversation and say, hey, I just got this really neat book in the mail and I'm learning how to clean up credit. And the next thing you know, you're getting a phone call. Hey, I got this ding on my credit report. Can you get rid of it? That's how it works. People just got to know you're doing it. So we're going to be getting into some really crazy conversations in our next hour with Frank. Frank's actually going to be coming in on Skype, so you get to see him. So this is neat. And you can order by phone from them by calling 385-375-8191 and use the code POWERHOUR to get a discount. You can also log into our website and get the banner ads and get the info that way too. And they have people that can talk to you. Yeah. I'm understanding that the panels are made in Germany, but everything else is, you know, American battery factory. I mean, USA. The one thing that we do need that I miss is manufacturing facilities in America. Union or no union, let me tell you, we're missing them. And if you're going to incentivize businesses to move south of the border, we have a problem. Because then you got markup, then you got tariffs, then you got, you know, what have you got? You got a lot of fentanyl coming across the border, as a matter of fact. Governor Abbott was on TV this morning touting this new program he has. For trying to stop a lot of this fentanyl. And there's been like over 12,000 pounds of it brought across the border. Crazy. Totally crazy. Good morning, Kevin in Ohio. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
I have a couple pieces of information. One thing.
Oh, you're,
I
hey, by the way,
yesterday.
Did you vote, Kevin? Kevin, today Ohio is opened up. Good for you.
I voted yesterday.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, they opened yesterday. A lot of polls in 17 states opened up.
Yeah, I voted in at the courthouse.
Good for you.
The information. One, I found out that through Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they have a movie out, the real Anthony Fauci movie.
Interesting. Okay, and that's something I didn't know. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, you can dig into that, and if you get into his website, Children Defense Fund, through there, you can find the movie, and it's available for something like 2 weeks, so I'll be watching that. I signed up for it. And then secondly, in accordance with, did you find out about the CDC meeting for the public comment period?
Right.
Or, have you seen this?
I have not seen that yet. I mean, they're holding public comments all the time. And it's, you know, until you actually discern what it is that they're talking about, it makes it difficult. So what, can you zero in on that a little?
Yeah, they have a two-day period. It starts tomorrow. Their meetings, 8:30 to 5:30, and then the next day, 8:30 to 3:20. You can submit public documents or submit comments for them to go over. They're making a regulation. What it's about is for a vote on mandatory COVID vax for school children.
No.
It's the worst of the worst.
And, yeah, that sucks. I hate to use graphic language on this show, Kevin, but as you know, that does suck.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to, the matters to be considered are influenza, pneumococcal vaccine, meningococcal vaccine, respiratory.
For meningitis, respiratory,
rotavirus, dengue vaccines, adult immunization schedule, there's one. And
dengue anyway, fever?
Yeah, dengue fever. Can you imagine that? We don't have that. It's like the Zika, you know, all the little head kids. Yeah. The child adolescent immunization schedule, COVID-19. And
oh, my.
Chikungunya vaccine. Have you ever heard of that?
Never heard of it. That's another virus. Yeah. This is just craziness, Kevin. We have to start writing in. I'm assuming you're going to cdc.gov and you're inputting data. You find the form, find the public hearings, look for the public comment section, and to fill it out and shoot it in, right?
It's at cdc.gov vaccines, et cetera. Okay. The meeting will be webcast. It will be webcast live via World Wide Web, written comments. It's too late for comments. They start by October 20th. It's...
Oh, you know, my.
Days,
all right, so now you can appear by video if you can get on.
That's what it's saying. Live via World Wide Web. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, good. Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate that. See, I always love it when the listeners hop in on this thing and they've got new news and information that, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin. I was up at 4:15 this morning walking the dog out. She had a procedure done yesterday at the vet. So she's been a little out of it. And it's just one of those things. And then now I'm hitting the news desk and I'm at the news desk at 4:30 in the morning. So, you know, I do a lot of preparation for this show, but we don't always necessarily get a chance to dig into everything. However, I do have some very important research out of Boston. I believe it's Boston University. And I'm going to scroll down here to the, Boston University researchers have developed a COVID strain with 80% kill rate in mice. And it's a variant involving viral pathogenicity residing outside of the Omicron S virus. They've encoded the S gene of Omicron. Now, this is serious stuff, because if it's an 80% kill rate in mice, you probably, after hearing the headline, thinking, what the hell are these people doing? That sounds like gain-of-function research. And if they're going to take that, I mean, these people got to be stopped. This is just nuts. I mean, what are they going to do with this stuff? I mean, how do you know? I mean, already Florida is saying, if you're 18 to 39-year-old male, do not take the mRNA COVID jab. It's the first state recommending it. And now we've got 80 anti-vaccine bills that have been introduced in state legislatures. Yeah, all over the country. I mean, these people are, we've got states now seeking to depose Fauci and other top officials in the big tech government censorship case. I mean, there is so much going on right now. By the way, we just found out Missouri just withdrew $500 million on a breach of fiduciary duty claim from BlackRock. Just so you know, it's a pension fund, folks. And now they're starting to get really testy about what BlackRock's intentions are. This is affecting our economy. And if BlackRock tanks and you got pension funds invested in BlackRock, and I mean, states are already discontinuing this stuff. I can't advise you what to do with your stocks now. Did I play in the stock market? I did. when I was taking care of my mom's estate and her portfolio, I was playing the stock market. I made a lot of money with Tesla. Not anymore. I got out of it. I made a lot of money with Amazon. Not anymore. I got out of it. In fact, I cleaned out everything. I'm not playing the markets anymore. It's dangerous. What goes up must come down. If any of you ever read any of Elliott Wave or there's another guy, Harry Dent, the Dent Report. If you ever read those things, these guys are very good predictors. And so you want to try to zero in on those. And you have to subscribe to Elliott Wave. So that's one of those things. I have a lot of investors that do. And on occasion, I get a little bit of their feeds from them. Not always are they right on, but I'll tell you what, Harry Dent has been right on a lot. They can predict what a person is going to do, how much money they're going to spend, how much debt they're going to get into, when they're going to buy a house. They've got this whole thing mapped out in 36-year increments. It's crazy how this works. Meanwhile, in news of the world, while I got a couple of minutes, many settlements in the Zhytomyr region west of Kyiv and parts of Dnipro City in central Ukraine were without electricity while power was restored to the southern city of Mykolaiv after strikes overnight. And Dutch children, by the way, now, are you ready for this? Please, I hope you're not eating right now because they're being fed mealworms at school as a meat alternative. Kids as young as 10 are being fed mealworms. Huh, part of the Great Reset. Wow. And the EU is furthering their efforts in the proxy war in Ukraine. They are going to be training 15,000 Ukrainian troops to continue the fight against Russia. And they're going to give them another 500 million euros in aid. Now, translating that to U.S. dollars, that's 485 million to support Kyiv. 490 million is earmarked. There's that word, earmarked for the purchase of military equipment. Remember we talked about earmarked on this show? Oh, yeah, it's all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Oh, boy. It's the craziness. I mean, you know, we already know what's going on. We know it's a proxy war, and we know if Washington keeps opening its mouth and they keep getting involved in what's going on in Ukraine, it just exponentially keeps increasing the chances somebody's going to push that button. And it's not going to be nice. Dave Krieger with you. We're at our break now at the bottom of the hour. We will be back and we'll be talking about what's going on with this radioactive material found at a Missouri elementary school. More than 22 times the expected amount. It's not safe. We'll be back here on the Power Hour after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, we're looking at the 18th day of October, my one-year anniversary here on the Power Hour. Congratulations, not necessary, but hey, you know what? I want to see these books fly out the door, folks, because it helps us stay on the air. And I want to see you guys get knowledge. Knowledge is power, and I've used all the material in this book myself to clean up my own bureaus, and then when my friends found out what I was doing with it, they were all over me to help them clean up their credit report. I had a lady that was sitting in front of a collection agent or a lender one day. She was trying to buy a house, and she's like, had one of those, I don't even want to use a stereotype, that moment, you know, that some people have. And she's like, well, so like if you buy a car and all of a sudden it like breaks down and it's cost too much to fix and you don't make your payments because you don't want the car anymore and they take it back, is that a bad thing? I'm going, oh my God. It's called repossession. Yeah, that's a bad thing. Yeah, it puts a very bad stain in your credit report and it stays there for 7 years. I got rid of that first time. Yeah, first time I disputed it. As a matter of fact, the first time I disputed all three of her credit reports, all three of them came 100% clean. That's how good this material works, folks. That's why I want you to call and the Power Mall and get $200 worth of all the stuff that you're going to need to buy anyway now, because you're going to get a free copy of that book. That is my anniversary gift to you guys while supplies last. Now, on to the U.S. snooze. Radioactive material. Yeah, Hazelwood. Jaina School in Florissant, Missouri. There is a report out, an independent report. We have a copy of it, and we're actually going to include the PDF on the email blast that you get in your inbox. If you've not subscribed to these things, you really like to know this. The Jaina School, like many homes, institutions, and businesses in the area, borders Coldwater Creek, and apparently the waterway has been contaminated by leaking radioactive waste from disposal that began shortly after World War II and is not yet cleaned up. What happened to our Superfund? So now they've done this, and we're trying to find out what was going on. This is an elementary school outside of St. Louis, which was found to have 22 times the expected amount of unacceptable levels of radioactive contamination. And it's waste dating back to the creation of the first atomic bomb in the 1940s. Wow. You see what I mean about half-life? And they think that it's a good thing. I'm talking about they, the powers that be, and all their buddies that are saying, oh, the nuclear war would be a good thing. You people are out of your mind. The half-life of this stuff, I mean, look at World War II to now, and they're just now finding this at Jaina School. How many years? Do the math. Doesn't take an Einstein. I mean, the 40s. That's 60 years, add another 20, that's 80 years, and we still have unacceptable levels of radioactive contamination after 80 years. 22 times the expected amount. That's a sad state of affairs in America, folks. Special Counsel John Durham, by the way, is taking aim at the FBI in closing arguments in the Danchenko trial. And you got it. He's after Comey. Yeah, he wants Comey. And some of these other jokers, because he thinks that they mishandled the investigation. That's been the focus of his arguments at Igor Danchenko's trial. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has another thorn in his side. Whistleblowers reveal the FBI has got voluminous evidence of possible Hunter Biden criminal conduct, according to Senator Chuck Grassley. Wow. James Biden's the president's brother. Apparently, he's wound up in this as well. We'll see what that looks like. Apparently, you remember the Tony Bobulinski interview that he did on Tucker Carlson? It was amazing that he chose Tucker to open up and talk about all this because nobody was paying attention. So you can read about that story as well. And, of course, a new leak, out of Moscow, Hunter Biden attained $40 million real estate deal with Russian billionaire while Joe Biden was VP. You want to talk about access to power? You read about that story as well. Meanwhile, you know, those who are speaking out against Biden that are trying to defend Trump, like Steve Bannon, well, the DOJ wants him put away for 6 months in jail and fined $200,000. Yeah. And the one thing I didn't know is that Bannon is connected with Breitbart. I just read that this morning, that he's one of the executives of Breitbart. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So now, you know where the Breitbart twist, there's a little twist there. And you got to wonder or not whether these news stories are slightly influenced by this. We're also including a link to an article by Lex Green, who has been a guest on the show before, by the way. And he says the article is entitled, "There Was No Insurrection in D.C." Yeah. Just put out on News with Views. And we're going to make sure you get the link so you can read it. Because socialist governments all over the world are facing angry citizens rising up to depose them in true insurrections, but not in the USA yet. We told you about the insurrection in Athens, Tennessee, where the locals led by a group of about 61 GIs that just got back from World War II in 1946, stormed the sheriff's office and the jail and freed their fellow prisoners. And the sheriff, of course, resigned, and they were blowing up sheriff's cars. I mean, that is an insurrection. They walked into that place. I mean, there was a firefight. We already know that. History shows us this. There was a firefight. Gunfire erupted when they said, "You turn out, let those people out of there, and you turn over all those documents, those ballots to us. This is a rigged election. You're not going to put the Crump bunch in power again in McMinn County, Tennessee." And this turned into a firefight. This is what I'm talking about that did not happen on January 6th. I will tell you with a certainty that if every one of the people that were in that crowd, man, woman, and child, that showed up on January 6th was fully armed to the teeth with AR-15s, whatever they want to call assault rifles, and that's not what AR stands for, by the way, but weapons that are capable of firing massive rounds of ammunition all at once, there wouldn't be a body left standing in that Capitol. That would be an insurrection. Insurrection is to basically knock out the current system that's there and replace it with something else. You get rid of what's not working and put in what will work. That's what it's all about, because people are sick and tired of this January 6th Select Committee, which just targeted Trump, suspiciously timed just ahead of the midterms. Now we got people analyzing that and saying, you know what, it's all political. It's all political. We know it. They're just trying to make an example out of him so that people will vote Democrat. You know, we need to do something to take Trump out so he can't run again. Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're actually emboldening the man to do it again. Republicans in Pennsylvania, meanwhile, are suing officials there that say they'll continue to accept mail-in ballots without dates on them. And you wonder why we have the problems we do and why everybody's so upset about election integrity issues. And in the abuse of power section, Joe Biden's DOJ is targeting another pro-lifer, 25-year-old Herb Garrity, with conspiracy against rights and the FACE Act offenses. I mean, we're talking, what, $250,000 fine and 11 years in jail? This is crazy. You can do anything you want. I noticed that, you know, he's not going after all of the pro-abortion activists for torching pregnancy centers. Haven't heard of one arrest there yet. But this is based on a federal grand jury indictment. So we'll see how that unravels. And in the economy section of things, because that's really important, inflation is causing Halloween candy prices to soar. You didn't think Halloween candy, you didn't think that the price was going to go up on Halloween candy too? 13.1%. Yeah, you're going to pay more for those trick-or-treaters coming to your door. And they always, you know, knock on that door and trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. No, bad programming. Yeah, it's going to be trickier because of the bucks. And sugar, this is the reason. Sugar, which fuels this behavior. And of course, dentists love it because they get to see your kids and put Novocaine injections in their mouths. And yeah, it gets crazy. 17% higher than last year. Flour increased even more to 24%. Cakes, cupcakes, and cookies are up by 16%. You didn't think when you went to the store and you noticed how much the desserts were costing, especially the ones the store puts out. Craziness. A jewelry store, and this is one I'm just looking at the fact that, hey, it's about time that the business owners are standing up. A jewelry store owner in Orlando, Florida's Magic Mall shot and killed two of four armed robbery suspects inside of the store just before noon on Friday. Click on Orlando is reporting police indicated four people, at least one with a weapon, entered the store. And when the store owner figured out what they were up to, because they were behind the counter, he opened fire, grabbed the piece, and let him have it. One of the four suspects was killed at the scene. The other three fled. One of the three who fled had also been shot. He was pronounced dead upon arriving at the hospital. The cops are looking for the other two. I'm sure they'll find him. As much video footage is out there, they'll find them. And if, for those of you, you have an opportunity to say no to this. applications are open for Biden's billion-dollar student loan forgiveness program despite mounting lawsuits. A beta test version rolled out over last weekend. This man is out of his mind, and you should be upset, especially like me, if you paid off your student loan. Amazing how that works. Dave in New York, how are you doing today, sir?
Rather well, as long as the thought police aren't going to come here and whisk me away. I recall that after January 6th, it was at least four, but maybe five police officers that were there at the time. Must have been a trauma, but they committed suicide. Now, what if, just what if, this is just conjecture, guessing, whatever, what if they saw something and they weren't going to change their story to what actually happened there, and they just happened to be suicided? Now, I know that's, you know, not nice, and, you know, pre-crime thoughts and all this stuff, you know.
It's a good point you make. Good point you make. I mean, the thing is we already know that scientists that tried to come out and talk about the COVID jabs and stuff ended up dead. So, you know, people that were involved in Whitewater, lots of them, 46 different people, ended up dead, including Vince Foster, who was not left-handed. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself either. So, I mean, you know, go figure. We all have our crosses to bear, so to speak. So,
yeah, and I also noticed, yeah, I also noticed that the people that are trying to, you know, on the other side, if you will, they're talking almost like children, and they like raise their voice right at the end of it, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Anybody logical would think like we do. You know, we're trying to save the earth, and you know, it's not as endearing as Jimmy Kimmel talking through his nose all the time. I'll tell you, I mean, it's kind of childish, but you know, it's just a little thing they get out there because they're the nice people. You know, Bill Gates loves you. Don't be a fool. He's just trying to save the earth.
Uh-huh. By exterminating half of its population or better.
Well, you know, you're going to go one way or the other. And I, you know, again, this country deserves judgment. And now that they've, you know, well, nobody cares about the abortion. Well, God cares. God cares about killing babies, and they used to sacrifice children to make the crops come in, and they're doing it again. In fact, they had abortions back way back when they were doing the stuff of throwing their babies in a volcano or off the side of a mountain. Believe it or not, they had abortions back then, and nothing's changed, and we've fallen away, I mean, as a country, away from God. Just look at things like even Survivor on TV. Last year it was a snake swallowing its tail. This year it's a bony hand. Well, the term bonfire came from bone fire, you know, and it's all, you know, there's so many things where you get into the satanic stuff on your regular TV. You know, I guess we know who's in charge of the FCC. Thanks a lot,
Dave. Yeah, it's the Satan Show. Thanks, Dave in New York. Appreciate your commentary. It's always nice, you know, a little enlightenment up there. We seem to be missing critical thinking, a lot of it, and we need to start doing more of it. But one of the things I've got to, this cancel culture, Zuckerberg, he's now admitting Meta failed to anticipate major changes in social media, contributing to the success of its rival TikTok, which now, believe it or not, now everybody knows TikTok is from China. And it's gathering information. So why are you letting your kids on TikTok? As a matter of fact, news is out now that Microsoft laid off 100,000 people. Oh, that's great for the economy. We'll see where they end up. But this Facebook Horizon Worlds metaverse, what a joke. Virtual worlds with an avatar. And if you let your kids play on this, it's going to get really testy with the brain. We already have enough of an apostasy. Dave just brought that up about all these people that have left the church and fallen away from God. They put all their faith, 230 million people put their faith in the government, bought into that line of crap, got the jab, two, then a booster, then another booster. You can see what's happening now. It's bad. I mean, we're talking into the tens of millions of people that are either dead or suffering with adverse reactions. all because they put their government as their God and did not believe the Almighty up there in heaven. And that's a sad state of affairs. We need to be praying for this, that, you know, I don't like the idea of saying, well, it's another way we're going to clean out the gene pool. You know, because we all have the right to enter the kingdom of heaven. Says that right in the good book. But the problem is, when you put your faith in the wrong God and you start worshiping Baal, I, for some strange reason, without being judgmental, don't think it's going to turn out very well for you. And we just talked about, Kevin just called up in the last segment and was talking about these issues with the vaccines and what the CDC is doing, taking input. Well, the aluminum in vaccines, we've got a section in our health news that I dug up this morning. Children who received all or most of the recommended childhood vaccines that contain aluminum had at least a 36% higher risk of developing persistent asthma than kids who got less vaccines. There's an article on that. I want to be able to get to all of what's in here because, I mean, we had 30 major news stories break overnight. And if we don't at least tell you what the headlines are, I got to motivate you to go look at our email blast when it comes in so you can do your critical thinking thing. For those of you up in the Northeast, a major New England grid operator has stated it's preparing for possible strain on the power grid amid a surge in demand for natural gas that threatens to reduce supplies. And now they're talking about the possibility of winter blackouts. Yep. So if you happen to be living up in New England, you're facing major blackouts this winter, according to the grid operator up there. That's not a good thought. Chemtrails, hey, every time we have Dane Wigington on from geoengineeringwatch.org, White House is now openly exploring ways to cool the earth by reflecting back sunlight. This is insane, folks. See, because what they're doing now is they're unzipping their fly, and there's chemtrails. That's the headline. Haven't we talked about this, and they call us crazy because we see chemtrails? I saw chemtrails in the sky 2 days ago, and yesterday we got a heavy rain. I don't think that was a coincidence. And, I mean, Dane Wigington and others are already talking about the fact that Hurricane Ian that hit Florida was not climate change. It was a hurricane directed at Florida. Our government has been manipulating weather. You heard it come right out of Lyndon Johnson's mouth. He who controls the weather controls the world. In the area of gardening and farming, we've got a video on there from Marjorie Wildcraft about how to season a cast iron pan in 4 easy steps. That should help. For those of you who haven't done it in a while, need a little refresher course. America's cranberry farmers. And of course, you know, who doesn't? I don't like cranberries personally. My wife absolutely loves cranberries. And it's got to be on the table. If you're going to do turkey, you got to have cranberry. Got to have the cranberry with the stuffing. And sometimes she even put cranberries in the stuffing. She's trying to sneak them in on me. I know she's trying to do me in. No, I'm just kidding. We've been married for, you know, well over 27 years. So, no, she wouldn't do that. She likes this show. And those of you that like cranberry sauce, you know, those tart red berries boiled with a heaping dose of sugar to make the classic cranberry sauce thrive in only the right environment. But now they're saying climate change threatens to make the conditions more unpredictable and extreme. So now they're trying to fight climate change. Man, will this ever end? We are now seeing a dramatic rise of genetically modified food. This is something else that we have an article on here that you really need to be prepared for. The USDA specified in 2018, most genetically edited foods do not need to be regulated. So you need to look at the label. Are they really risk-free when it says no GMO? Do they really mean it? high nutrient tomatoes and zero trans fat soybean oil, two products you need to stay away from. A retrovirus is a virus that contains RNA-encoded genes rather than DNA. And using a process called reverse transcriptase, we've talked about this a lot with Judy Mikovits, and there is a video on the link that we're going to give you. You can watch Judy again. Had dinner with a woman. God, what a brain. She's just awesome. I mean, I spent hours with her talking over fish and chips, and I mean, it was just, woman is an amazing mind. They might have the HIV virus in them. More than likely is exactly what's in them, and that's why these are transmittable. And of course, now the statistics are coming out about joint pain. That's one of the reasons why we sell curcumin at the Power Mall, because of the database is now confirming, and we're talking about the VAERS system. 770,000 people required medical care after getting the shot. 2.5 million people missed work or school, suffered a serious side effect. 40% reported joint pain. 20% reported moderate joint pain. 4% classified the pain as severe. And then, of course, there's death. Now you got no pain. But this idea that Boston University is developing another one of these things, these bioweapons, we have to stop this, folks. And as long as we're approaching the Thanksgiving holiday, the question under pet news, can dogs eat pumpkin? I know, you always wanted to know the answer to that question, didn't you? Yeah, they can, as a matter of fact. Loads of opportunities for your dog to scavenge for food from those scraps from the master's table. So pumpkin is safe. Yes, they can eat it. Both the pulp and the seeds, but only when they're prepared properly and served plain. That means you do not give Fido pumpkin pie. It's processed. It's got sugar in it. No. We don't do that. That does not sit well with dogs. We have recipes on there on how to serve it up. You got to love it. Oh, by the way, Kevin Spacey is denying that sex assault charge in U.S. court. Just thought you had to know in case you missed it. We're going to be back on the other side of this break here on the Power Hour with Frank Davis. He'll be joining us on video. You get to see Frank like I can. So enjoy your break, and we will be back after this. Stay with us.
To not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. or text Power Hour to 228-28. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer.